But we're going to do something just a little bit different this morning. We are on Veterans Day weekend. So let me see. Would you all stand with me, please? And we're going to do the pledges today as we gather together. And because we're celebrating Veterans Day weekend, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the next, I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. You may be seated. Andrea, would you flip the lights on, please, there? Thank you so much. President Donald Trump proclaimed November 11 as Veterans Day. Let me just read a few excerpts of it. Our veterans represent the very best of America. They have bravely answered the call to serve in the finest military force in the world. They have earned that dignity that comes with wearing the uniform and defending our great flag. On Veterans Day, we honor all Americans who have served in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard, both in times of war and peace. For nearly 100 years since the end of World War I, Veterans Day has given us a time to pay due respect to our veterans who have passed the torch of liberty from one generation to the next. Additionally, this Veterans Day, officially yesterday, more than 50 years from the beginning of the Vietnam War, I will be in Da Nang, Vietnam, with leaders of the Asia-Pacific Economic Forum. We are compelled to recall and recognize the sacrifices of the more than 8 million Vietnam veterans who served here, beginning with those who arrived in the first American troop deployment in 1965, ending with those who fought through the ceasefire of 1973. These men and women dedicated themselves during one of the most challenging periods in our history to promoting freedom across the globe. More than 50,000 of them lost their lives. Some of these heroes have yet to return home. 1,253 of America's sons and daughters still remain missing. Along with our Vietnamese partners, however, we continue to work to account for them, to bring them home to American soil. We will not rest, he said, until that work is done. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim November 11, 2017, as Veterans Day. I encourage all Americans to recognize the fortitude and sacrifice of our veterans through public ceremonies and private thoughts and prayers. I call upon federal, state, and local officials to display the flag of the United States and to participate in patriotic activities in their communities. Veterans still yet live from World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, the War on Terror, the Gulf States wars, and we are just so grateful for all of their activity. Do you know, does anybody know, do veterans still, are there still some alive from World War I? I think the last one died, yeah, just a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to honor all of you in this place who have served in the military. Would you please stand so we can thank you for your service? I know we do this a couple times a year, but we thank you for all that you have done. We are grateful for you. And I want to show just a couple more slides, if you could, please. We're honoring all who served in Veterans Day, November 11, 2007. Since 1776, 48 million Americans have served in the armed forces. We honor all veterans who have given of their lives for freedom. With respect, honor, and gratitude. Thank you, veterans.
Thank you.
Thank you for your sacrifice, your service to our nation. Those of you right here in this place, Veterans Day, remembering all who served. Father, we thank you for our veterans right here in this room. We thank you for those who yet live, and we honor them, those who have given their ultimate sacrifice for us and for our nation. We pray your blessing, special blessing, upon them even this day, this weekend, as we acknowledge and honor them. Thank you, Lord, for their sacrifice. In Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen.